This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Attorney Joan Keston practices elder law with offices in Wilmington and Southport. Joan was a legal consultant and business attorney until she had to manage her husband becoming ill and her parents aging. She learned some lessons the hard way and switched her focus to elder law. Joan offers free seminars called Life Care Planning, an integrative approach to elder law, estate planning, and asset protection. I asked Joan what typical misunderstandings she finds people have through these seminars.
A lot of people don't understand how powers of attorney work. A power of an attorney is something that you are indicating another person who you trust to make decisions for you, and it could pertain to your health care, it could pertain to your financial issues or legal issues, and it's really something that we all need from 18 years of age or older. When you get older, there's obviously more of a chance of a crisis happening. If you were to be unconscious or to have Alzheimer's where you've completely lost your cognitive abilities, then you're looking at a guardianship as opposed to having a loved one make decisions for you. So those are extremely critical documents, critical that they're extensive enough to do kinds of planning for you if you ever want to apply for government benefits for your long-term care needs. There are Medicaid benefits available for middle-class folks if they have a nursing home stay. There are different veterans benefits. There are benefits for long-term care that a lot of folks don't know about.
What happens if you don't have a power of attorney?
If you don't, to the extent that you no longer can make your own decisions or communicate them, then someone is going to be forced to apply for guardianship for you. And that's, again, reporting to the county where you live and having more of a legal intrusion in your life. If you have a health care power of attorney or even the general durable power of attorney, someone who you choose can be making your decisions for you with no government involvement.
According to Joan, one of the biggest abuses on elders is scammers. She advises middle and advanced age people to attend scam jams, which are information sessions throughout the year that update people about what elder scams are going on at any given time.
They're very highly sophisticated. People fall prey to these predators, people who are even smart, not necessarily incapacitated. There are just incredibly sophisticated scams out there. There's one now that they're trying to get you to say yes on the phone and they're recording your voice and using it places. My mother got caught by one. My son, she thought it was my son on the phone. Grandma, are you there? Ended up it wasn't him. And they got her to put money on a card at CVS and they were in the Dominican somewhere. And there's just these things that people fall prey to. And there's nothing wrong that you fell prey to it. It happens.
Joan says communication is the most important factor in preparing for income changes, illness, and death. But many people are loath to deal with end-of-life issues.
The more we all communicate and all know and they're on the same page, it's a better thing for everybody. I know the older generation sometimes doesn't talk about things, and people don't like to talk about these issues, or they don't want to do their documents because it's a hard subject to focus on and really make the decisions that are required.
I feel like some other cultures are better than us at this.
I think we're afraid to face that we will one day die. I can't speak to all other cultures. I think some cultures embrace death more fully as part of life, as part of the journey or part of the process.
That was elder law attorney Joan Keston. Her free seminar on life care planning is offered on April 25th at Landfall Executive Suites and April 27th at St. James. Find details at whqr.org.